The Lord's prophecy in Jeremiah described an empty, desolate place, a territory of Judah where all its cities had empty streets. The great city of Jerusalem, the once mighty capital of a kingdom of Israel, which at its height stretched from Syria all the way down to Egypt, now was abandoned, empty, destroyed. And the inhabitants of these places were no longer in the cities of Judah or Jerusalem, but taken captive and moved hundreds of miles away to Babylon. Now, this doesn't sound like the kind of city that you would like to move to, does it? Doesn't sound like the kind of place that you would like to start your life, does it? But what did the Lord say about this place? He said he would heal this place. He said the captives would return, and that the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride would be heard in this city. So let's think about this prophecy with a little bit more detail. Picture you're one of the first captives returning from Babylon after many, many years of captivity, hundreds of miles away from the city you grew up in. And you come back to Jerusalem and you look around at empty streets, at destroyed buildings, at crumbled walls, an empty, abandoned, even forsaken city. And then you hear in the distance. You hear a celebration in the distance, and you go further to see what it is, and you realize it's the voices of joy and gladness celebrating a wedding. And you even hear the voice of the bridegroom and the bride. Now your whole perspective on this city changes. You have a sense of hope for the future of this city. You know that more captives are coming back, and you know that more people will be married, and you know that sound of joy and gladness will get louder and louder, and that the future of this city is a wonderful future where people will love to come back and live and get married and raise their families and retire. That's the prophecy that the Lord is describing here in Jeremiah chapter 33. And this is also a prophecy about the future of the church and the future for the world. Now, it can seem at times that marriage in the world is much like the desolate, destroyed, and abandoned Jerusalem. We can look around and see very little evidence of an understanding of what marriage is and an understanding of the blessings that come from it. And the Lord acknowledges this and teaches us about it in conjugal love when he says that there is a truly conjugal love, which today is so rare that people do not know what it is like, and scarcely that it still exists. This is very much like that empty, desolate, abandoned Jerusalem. But we can hear that voice. We can hear that voice of joy and gladness, the voice of the bride and the bridegroom coming from the divine truths of the word that the Lord has given us about marriage. This is the source of joy and gladness in the city, the source of the happiness of the bride and the bridegroom. And this is what brings Jerusalem back to life. And this is what will revitalize the church and eventually bring life to the entire world. Think about the joy and gladness that we have from hearing the voice of the Lord and his teachings about conjugal love. Every single one of us knows that the Lord has provided for us a husband or a wife that we will meet someday if we just follow the Lord and his word, whether it happens on earth or in heaven. That brings us happiness. That is the sound of the voice of joy and gladness. Or that we know from the truths of the heavenly doctrine about marriage that two shall become as one when a man and a woman are united in a marriage. That's the voice of joy and the voice of gladness. Or also that men and women are created differently so that their differences will perfectly complement each other in a marriage that lasts forever, whether it begins on earth or in heaven. That source of joy and gladness, the voice of the bride and the bridegroom, is what causes the happiness to return to Jerusalem. And in fact, all joys and gladness are from this source. In conjugal love, the Lord says, into this love, into conjugal love are gathered all joys and gladness from their first to their last. But did you hear what else the captives said as they returned from Babylon to Jerusalem? They said, "Confess, Yehovah of armies, for Yehovah is good, for his mercy is for eternity." As we begin to understand the blessings of marriage and conjugal love, we will praise the Lord as well. We will confess Yehovah of armies that he is good and that it is his mercy that is forever and that it is through his divine mercy that he has brought us the true teachings about marriage and will lead us to an eternal union in heaven. And if we follow Yehovah of armies, he will lead us through battle after battle as hell wants to deprive us of this happiness, to deprive us of what will revitalize the church and eventually the world. Without knowing or with rejecting the Lord, without knowing or rejecting that he is good, without knowing or if we reject that he is mercy forever, if we do that, we'll be lost. Because the Lord teaches in conjugal love that this love, in its steps, goes hand in hand with religion. The source of joy and gladness is religion. It's the new church. It's the Word. It's the Lord. He lays out the path to joy and gladness, the path to the happiness that the bride and the bridegroom have followed back to Jerusalem. And when we begin to recognize this path and follow this path, just like the captives returning to Jerusalem who offer thanksgiving to the Lord and the house of Yehovah every day in our prayers, we will thank the Lord for the blessings of conjugal love, thank the Lord for a future of an eternal marriage, and thank the Lord for leading us through the battles that will come as we work to receive this blessing from the Lord. Now, when we look at this prophecy in Jeremiah 33, we can see how quite literally what is described in Jeremiah 33 will begin to happen in this world. We can think of communities now that are devastated. Devastated because what marriage is and the blessings of marriage are only faint fairy tales. But those communities, like the desolate Jerusalem, someday those communities too will hear the voice of joy and gladness and the voice of the bride and the bridegroom. And they too will shout out, "Confess Yehovah of armies, for he is good, and his mercy is forever." That's the promise of this prophecy. Now the Lord explains the very same future in conjugal love when he teaches, after his advent, conjugal love will be raised up anew by the Lord, such as it was with the ancients. For this love is from the Lord alone and is with those who are made spiritual by him through the Word. This prediction is the very same prophecy that's made in Jeremiah where the Lord says, "For I will cause the captives of the land to return as at the first, says Yehovah." Amen.